There are a couple of political candidates which have caught the attention of the cult of Trump. One is Dr. Oz, who's running for Congress out of Pennsylvania, while Donald Trump has endorsed Dr. Oz, basically not because he's famous. Trump's cult members, they're not exactly happy with that. Some say Dr. Oz is too liberal. Then you have the true knuckle-draggers who are screaming, "He's a Muslim!" Then there's Herschel Walker, who's running for the U.S. Senate out of Georgia. He's led an interesting campaign so far. Well, just for an example, he skipped the first primary debate among the Republican candidates, but he's still eager to share his insight on important issues with Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business, which, if you're on the fringe, she'll give you some time. Listen closely, real closely now, to the softball question tossed by Maria, and then get ready for Walker's answer. Here's the audio.
So Raphael Warnock won this seat in that runoff race against Kelly Loeffler, as you know, back in 2022, early in the year. Now this seat is one of the most contested, the top 10 lists of the most likely to flip in November. Tell us what changed in the last 14 months since Warnock won that seat.
You know, what has changed is, where do you start? You know, where do you start at? What has changed is, you know, we've got an administration that they're not leaders. They're almost, they're more reactive rather than proactive. And what I mean by that is, you know, one of the first thing they did, and I think people need to know this, is they decided that they were going to give up all the energy. By him going out, giving up all the energy, now we're not energy independent anymore, which started the whole downfall. Right now, gas prices is going out of the roof. You know, right now, you see there's no food on the shelf. And I think people need to know that. And they're blaming everyone else except themselves. You know, I think they got to remember that the song Michael Jackson said, "The man in the mirror." You got to look at yourself and see what's going on. You know, this country is a most, you know, this is one of the most environmental drilling countries in the world. But yet we're walking on all the resources we have underneath our feet. And we won't say, "Hey, guys, we got to come out of this. We cannot continue to do this." And we need people in Washington that's going to be leaders and not people that's going to be followers, or people that's upset, have sour grapes, that they're not going to do what's right for the people of Georgia. They're not going to do what's right for the people of the United States, where Herschel Walker will. I'm not afraid to get in there and fight for what I think is right. You know, I'm a Christian. I told people I'm a warrior of God. I'm going to get in there and do the right thing.
Now, if that wasn't enough, in his autobiography, Walker acknowledges violent urges. He wrote that he played Russian roulette, recounts sitting at his kitchen table back in 91, pointing a gun loaded with a single bullet at his head. But he says he wasn't suicidal. He just looked at mortality as the ultimate challenge. In fact, Herschel once told Howard Stern that he played Russian roulette 6 times. He didn't say what his win-loss record was. Walker's also been overstating his academic achievements for quite a few years, actually. Walker has told the same story. He graduated in the top 1% of his class at the University of Georgia. One problem with that: it's not true. He did finally acknowledge this past December he did not even graduate from Georgia. Of course, that was after the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported that the false claim was listed on his campaign website. Then there's the man that Herschel Walker credits with his mental health recovery, based out of North Texas, a therapist. Jerry, I guess you pronounce it Mungadze, M-U-N-G-A-D-Z-E. Anyway, Jerry has a rather controversial history of things that he said and things that he does. He has a variation of what's called conversion therapy. No, wash away the gay, I guess they call that. He also has a belief that, ready for this one? The choice of crayon color can reveal whether a patient has been possessed by a demon. I kid you not. It's all but a lock that Walker's going to win the GOP primary in Georgia. And having said that, I'm sure that Walker's handlers are, during the general campaign, going to do all they can to keep him under lock and key as much as possible, since every time he opens his mouth, he provides his opponent with more than enough material for a campaign ad that they can run against Walker.